that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, today is the feast of Saint John of Matha, who lived in the 1200s, and his life is a great example of a follower of Christ whose lot in this world is to suffer. As we have spoken before, many people in this world, they do and indeed suffer, but a Christian has to be ready to choose to suffer. It's not something you just need to bear on, but it's something which you, unfortunately, you have to expect in your life, that as Christ suffered horribly on the cross, so it also our portion in life to suffer at least a little bit as well. There are oftentimes many occasions for us when we suffer, or we think we suffer, when we have to do something we don't like. It might be homework or chores we have to do in home. We might not like it, but it is my job to do it, just like it was job of Jesus to suffer and die before his resurrection. Today's saint, Saint John of Matha, often told the others that the only reason he had been born to this world was to wash the feet of the poor. This saint so much loved the poor, and he wanted to do everything to relieve their sufferings for the sake of Jesus, who had suffered so much for them. As much as we have to be ready to endure suffering, we also must show charity to our neighbor to relieve the sufferings of others. And Saint John, he truly wanted also to become a priest, so that he could help not only the bodies of the suffering servants of our Lord, but also their souls, wash their bodies clean and teach them how to follow Jesus, so that they too could go to heaven. At his first Mass, an angel appeared to Saint John and told that he would need to go and help those Christians who had been captured by the Muslims and sold as slaves. This only made Saint John too happy. He would go into other parts of the world and redeem the suffering faith of numerous Christians who were held in bondage and who were treated like animals in serving as slaves of the Muslims. But even though he had received a message from an angel, Saint John did not want to do anything without the permission from the Pope. As you remember from yesterday, children, it is a lot of a Christian also to be humble and to be submissive to your superiors. As much as Saint John wanted to go into other parts of the world and relieve the sufferings of the slaves, he was also humble and wanted to be obedient, and he traveled all the way to Rome to personally ask the permission from the Pope to help these poor slaves. And permission of the Pope was granted, and Saint John established the Order of the Holy Trinity, whose mission was the charity towards the poor and the liberation of the slaves. And Saint John carried and went through enormous success, liberating many slaves who had been robbed from their homes and taking them back home as safe. Once he brought back 120 liberated slaves from Africa in his ship. But it happened that the Moors, they were the Muslim conquerors in North Africa, these Moors attacked his ship at the sea and were plundering it and broken all its means of navigation and abandoned the ship to be sunk and to be carried away by the winds with all those poor slaves inside of it. But Saint John never gave in into despair, but he truly was a child of God who knew that Heavenly Father would protect these poor people. So Saint John tied his cloak to the mast and he prayed, "Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. O Lord, thou wilt save the humble and wilt bring down the eyes of the proud." And immediately it happened that the wind filled this small sail of Saint John, and without guidance the wind carried the ship safely in a few days to Rome. Dear children, this heroic life of Saint John of Matha shows us how God truly exalts the humble and redeems those who are ready to suffer for our Lord's sake. In our life, we have to be brave, we have to be ready to face difficulties, and we also need to show charity to others, because God has loved us so much and sent his Son Jesus to be our Redeemer, to redeem us from the chains and slavery of sin. We are always and we should be ready to suffer in the face of any dangers, because God was ready to suffer for our sakes. Finally, we are also captives. We are also slaves, the slaves held in the bondage of sin. And so many times it's so hard to fight against sin, to fight against our own will and submit ourselves humbly to the will of our Heavenly Father. But God is always ready to send his grace to be our guidance. He is always ready to grant us the grace and his help to give us a chance to prove ourselves to be worthy Christians. And we don't need to rely on our own strength, because we always have the prayers and intercession of Blessed Virgin Mary and all the saints in heaven, guaranteeing and protecting that at the end of our life, God will deliver us. He will truly be our Redeemer, the one who has broken the chains of sin and delivered us safely to home in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.